1980 was the year that a dream became reality in Minnesota. Max Winter had always hoped that the Vikings would someday call one of the finest complexes in professional sport their home. Someday arrived during the 1980 football season. The new complex is to be dedicated to Max Winter. Winter Park is but one landmark of a new Viking era. Scheduled to open in 1982 is a dome stadium in downtown Minneapolis. For 1980, however, the site of past glory remained the home of Viking football.
With the ceremonial cutting of a ribbon, U.S. Bank Stadium officially opened for business on July 22nd, and the Minnesota Vikings will now call the best stadium in the NFL home. But as one transformative construction project comes to a close, another is taking shape just across town. Eden Prairie's Winter Park has served as the Minnesota Vikings team headquarters for the last 35 years. Its hallowed halls are filled with team history, but with Winter Park's office space full to the brim and landlocked for future development, a growing Viking staff is now spread across three separate office buildings. Meanwhile, the aging headquarters is increasingly outpaced by more modern facilities across other NFL franchises. Today, we break ground on the next chapter of the Minnesota Vikings, a beautiful but underdeveloped 200-acre site in Northwest Eagan, with lush topography, proximity to Minneapolis and St. Paul downtowns, and enough space to house the entire Viking staff under one roof for the first time in over a decade. The longtime corporate headquarters for Northwest Airlines, the site will swiftly develop into the new home the Vikings need. But the future of this site is much grander than an office building in an open field, and it required visionary leadership, perseverance, and a forward-thinking city government to see this project as an opportunity to transform a local community and redefine the potential for an NFL team headquarters. On June 21st, 2016, Vikings executives and project consultants presented a comprehensive plan to build this site into a mixed-use entertainment destination. The Eagan City Council unanimously approved each proposal, setting in motion an ambitious but very realistic plan that will encompass multiple building phases and span over more than a decade.
One of the concerns that the people in this suburb and others have is that too often they have to go into the Twin Cities to get an experience, something like that. And so this is an opportunity for us to have a blank slate and to look at portions of our community and be able to fill them in with things that will keep our citizens here in the community and will allow them to live, work, and play closer to home in the same place and maybe not have to use a car.
In the first phase of the project, the Vikings will build a new team headquarters that will immediately become the class of the NFL. Some features of the new facility will include 5 outdoor fields, an outdoor stadium, a full indoor practice field, a team auditorium and player meeting rooms, a significantly larger locker room and weight room, a state-of-the-art production studio, and new administrative offices to consolidate the front office. In future phases, the project will include items such as a Vikings Hall of Fame, world-class hotels and conference centers, and an amphitheater. The public use facility will host community and youth events and feature extensive networks of walking trails, forests, and ponds.
But to be able to build something this unique, this will become an international destination with our headquarters, our practice facility, potential mixed-use development, housing, hotels, conference centers, all of those different things. So it really is special.
Today, we break ground on a new era of Vikings football in the Twin Cities. A competitive and hungry team on the field, a world-class football stadium for game days, and now an innovative vision for the world headquarters of the organization. A franchise building in the right way, a promise of future celebrations to come, and a community on the rise.
And we'll look back and we'll look at today as really the first day of a lasting legacy. We're going to develop a world-class environment here to make every person who's associated with the state of Minnesota very proud.